grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and
from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. First of all, I'd like to say thank you. If I list the things to be thankful for, I am thankful for you. I am thankful for God's church. Thankful for our pastors. And I'm just thankful for the many blessings that God has given to us through our country. We truly are blessed. We have a men's table that meets on Monday morning at 8 o'clock. Now, there's rumors that what we do there is just chat with each other and talk, but that's not true. We actually talk about the Word of God, and we talk about how we might grow in faith and in the character of Christ. Now, over the years, we have talked about that many times in many different ways, and we have talked about various things that we can do to grow in faith. A lot of those things are familiar to you. You know them. Come to church, take the sacrament, pray, be in the Word, be in the devotion every day, be in community, and be in service to someone. Share the love of God. But in all of those suggestions, there is one suggestion that I think really is very important for a healthy and for a happy spiritual life. And that ingredient is gratitude. If you think of faith, faith is believing in the Word of God. When God says a promise, you believe it's true, and that's faith. And when you think of gratitude, thanksgiving, gratitude comes when you realize that that Word of God is fulfilled in your life. So it's actually a confirmation of the Word of God to you personally. And when you are filled with gratitude, your confidence in the Word of God begins to grow, and your faith begins to come alive. When I think of the Old Testament and the things that God asked people to do to grow in faith, one of them was to have a meal. Just like we have a Thanksgiving meal, we come together as a family, and we have this time together. In the Old Testament, the Israelites were told that they were to come together to celebrate the Passover meal. And they were to do it as a family. They were to not only eat a meal, but they were to remember God in prayer and in thanksgiving for what he had done, to remember the things that he had done for them by helping them find freedom from bondage in Egypt and then through the wilderness and then all the way to the promised land and to receive the grace of God in his rest there. Now, in that Passover, it was not just prayer and meal. They also sang songs. They sang hymns. And one of those hymns in the liturgy of the Passover, even today, is called the Day Enu. The Day Enu, or the D-Enu. And it goes like this. If God would have just saved us from the angel of death, and not freed us from the bondage of the Egyptians, day in day, it would have been enough. If God would have freed us from the bondage of the Egyptians, but not opened the Red Sea, day in day, that would have been enough. If God crushed the chariots of the Pharaoh, and he crushed the enemies of Israel in the waters of the Red Sea and did not lead us into the wilderness, day and night, that would be enough. And if God would have led us into the wilderness but not given us manna or water to drink, day and night, that would have been enough. Day and night reminded the Israelites that God was a God of abundance, that he gave them more than they deserved, and he also if he would have stopped with just killing, liberating them from the angel of death. But he did more and more and more. And the list went on and on and on. And they remembered that God was a gracious God. You know, we're living in anxious times. The world is changing around us. Things are happening in our country that make us anxious. There's things in the church, there's change even here, that makes us anxious, even afraid. And there are things that happen in our personal life. Our lives are changing, and it sometimes can be very upsetting. And when I think about the change, there's a word that is certain for us in unchangeable time, in changing times, and that is the word of Christ to us. And he says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, then believe in me. When we think of the faith that we have in Jesus Christ, it is a certain faith that provides for us. And we have a faith that holds on to the promise of God because those promises are true and they are real. If faith holds on to that promise, then as we hold on to that promise and realize the provision of God in our life and we give gratitude, then thanks be God for that, then hope grows in our life. I cannot help be more hopeful today because of all the things that God helped me with yesterday. And so as we grow in hope, we grow in strength, and we grow in courage to be engaged in life. You know, there's an expression that we are what we see. That's really talking about authenticity. A person will say, you see, you get what you see. You know that. And what this principle in spiritual life means, you get what you see. If you look at your life and your cup of life is half empty, you get what you see. Fear, uncertainty, and you are filled with disappointment. But if you look at what God is doing in your life, then you're filled with hope, and you're filled with expectation, and you're filled with the future. If you think of the reality of sin, sin helps us to see, but what we see when we sin is we focus on ourselves. Faith focuses on what God is doing and on the grace of God that is there for us. And when we give thanks, it's not because of our situation in life. It's not because of our possessions. And it's certainly not there by anything that we do. We give thanks because of what God has done for us and the abundance that he has shared with us in Jesus Christ our Lord. And when we have that abundance, when I begin to realize all that God has given to me and continues to do for me and his love for me, it frees me up. Therefore, in our lessons this evening, in the proverb, it says, honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of your increase. It's talking about give your first fruits. That's a risk. When you're growing a crop and you take what is coming out of the ground and you give it to God, you don't know what else is going to come out of that ground. You have to trust that God is going to provide for you. So it's a faith act to give the first fruits. And when we give the first fruits of our life and we begin to give something of ourselves away to others, we become filled with the reality of how secure our life is. We can actually have more than we need because of the grace that God has given to us. John D. Rockefeller was once asked, how much wealth is enough? And he said, just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. And when you think about it, our security in life, if we think about what we have and what we need, if we focus on those things for our security, you will never have enough. And there'll never be a moment in your life for Thanksgiving. For the act of Thanksgiving recognizes that our security is in the hands of God, and our life is blessed by the grace of God. I just want to share with you, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. I love just doing nothing. Giving up, and the only thing I have to do is eat a meal, and maybe help my wife do that, prepare a meal. But, you know, the day is free, really. You just have to be with people. It's just great. No expectations, but just to be family. And I have so many wonderful memories of my family and our Thanksgivings. And one of the things that I cherished was the Thanksgiving at my mother's table. My mother had a table of abundance. I mean, she loved to cook, and she just loaded the table with everything. And there was one rule my mom had about that table. And that rule was that you don't eat in front of your friends. You don't eat in front of your friends. That if anybody came over to our house, they were welcome to eat with us at the table. Because my mom's table was an open table. And one of the reasons we give thanks in our worship tonight is because of God's love for us in Jesus Christ, who lived for us, died for us, and then rose again, that we might have life. God literally has an open table, and he invited each of us to share in his abundance. And he says to you, and he says to me tonight, no matter how great our sins, no matter what brokenness we have, no matter who we are in life, he says, please come, come, enjoy the feast that I have given to you. St. Paul said that feast was his son. He said, if God would give his only son to die for us, then surely he will give us all things. That's our certainty, the cross. When we get afraid, all we need to do is look at the cross and see the abundance of God and the heart of God to bless us. And when we realize that heart of God to bless us, hopefully we'll not only give thanks to God, but we'll also live lives of generosity, and we'll give thanksgiving, give to others in thanks. And I would like to just encourage you to do one thing with your Thanksgiving celebration, and that is tomorrow, open your table. Open your heart when you pray with your family to remember the poor, help those, bless those who are strangers, the homeless, the broken, the widow, and to open your hearts to them and to remember them in your prayers. I'd also encourage you that as you begin to celebrate the abundance that God has given to you, that you give it in some way, and make a sacrifice to give to someone who is suffering or struggling and needs to know the comfort of God. That is really Thanksgiving. If we share the blessing of God, so everyone knows that God loves them too.